Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier, along with the quarterback himself, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and we'll turn to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, the quarterback himself, Bobby Hebert, Kellen Moore, Saints head coach, and his guest tonight will be Brendan Nugent, the Saints offensive line coach. He's here each and every Monday night. Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Bummer of a game, man. It was a bummer of a game. Hard to watch.
Okay, they had more excitement here last Thursday. Because now y'all down to 12 shoes. And the grand prize is $85,000.
Cash money.
Cash money, homie.
Yep, cash money, homie.
We had a very good crowd, too. We had, the dance floor was packed. We made that attempt to give it away. But and actually, it was 13 shoes left, and the person selected shoe number 13. And that didn't work.
That didn't work. Unlucky.
That would have been one of the last ones I would pick. I wouldn't have gone with 13. That 13.
Unlucky 13. Maybe 7 or 11. I don't know.
Right.
So tell everybody, Dave, what's happening here. I know on Thursday y'all have the line dancing that goes on.
Yeah, of course, we have Rumble on the Gulf outside, the Jeeps Classic Garden with the beautiful weather. It's standing room only. Got a live band outside. And, of course, line dancing from 7 to 9. And then we make another attempt to give away that $85,000 this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. And then this Saturday, we have our last All-American Summer Giveaway drawing for that Ford Ranger outside. So somebody's going to win that as well.
Well, they had that.
So somebody's actually going to win this. That Ford Ranger.
Well, they could take the free play option, but somebody's going to win it.
I'm going to take the Ford Ranger.
That's what? On Saturday.
And on Saturday.
Did y'all plan this? LSU playing Ole Miss and all?
No.
They didn't know the time either.
Right. I got you.
Yeah.
So when is y'all week for Rumble on the Coast?
Well, you're cruising the coast.
Cruising
starts. Basically, it's going to be next, not this coming weekend, but the first weekend of October through the second weekend of October.
Okay.
Which is October 4th, and then our big night is Thursday, October the 9th. That's when we give away that Jeep Wrangler outside at 9 p.m.
And Dave, still got the crab legs rolling. We got T-Van Galshaw showing up.
We got T-Van.
Showing up from Bayou LaFoot.
7 days a week, we got the crab legs out there.
He's going to be hitting them blue crab pretty hard.
And the blue crabs.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
But right down at Pitcher Seafood, right down the block.
Man, to think about, we have not seen Ole Miss and LSU undefeated in play. You got to go back to 1959, Halloween night.
Whoa.
Billy Cannon's Halloween night run. That was the last time.
They both were undefeated?
Were undefeated, untied, and played one another.
Oh, yeah, no.
A lot at stake this Saturday.
We're going to know if LSU's for real, because you can't judge it now on that Clemson team. What? Clemson, now, it does matter when you play a team. Maybe if Clemson wins that game against LSU, that gives them more confidence. But they've been El Succo. You talk about, and some people pick them to be in the national championship.
Yeah, a lot of people pick them to be there.
And they're not so fast. I mean, that's, you know, but that's going to be a playoff-type game, I think, against Ole Miss. And Coach Kelly going against Lane Kiffin.
You better get his guys ready.
Yeah, but that's must-see TV.
Blake Baker's defense going up against Lane Kiffin's offense.
Yep.
That will be interesting. LSU's defense got tested early. Look, Kate Cubbing, he knows how to play. They got really good players on the offensive side for Clemson. But now, the real test up against Ole Miss, despite the fact it looks as though Trinidad Chambliss will start again. The second-string quarterback transfer from Ferris State in Michigan is now the guy because of the injury to Austin Simmons.
Well, I mean, he's thrown back-to-back games. He's thrown 300 yards. I mean, how can you go with somebody else? He can run it and throw it. I can tell you, I'd be impressed with LSU's defense if they could keep contain Ole Miss's offense.
I would really be impressed with that.
Because LSU's going to have to score. I think LSU's offense is going to have to score. But I tell you what, Tulane didn't even look like they belong on the field with Ole Miss. That was like
they look like the varsity 11th, 12th graders going up against the JV. John's done a great job, Coach Summer, really has. But boy, you could see the difference talent wise along the lines, offensive line, especially for Ole Miss, and the speed element that Ole Miss brings to the table.
So Dave, didn't you think that we played a game, so we have a chance, but how do we have a chance against Seattle when all of a sudden there's 6 minutes still left in the first quarter and we're down 21-0?
Yeah, you know, like somebody said today that we won the second half 7-6. You saw that? We outscored Seattle 7-6 in the second half of the game.
That's the most optimistic hoodah.
That has to be the most optimistic.
Most optimistic hoodah.
Oh, man, but it was in that block punch. He should have been a scoop and scored. Guy came in untouched.
Well, the thing is that they ran the 95-yard punt return. We didn't even touch it. If it had been, grab the flag or one-hand touch, we wouldn't even have got him down.
No, would not have.
You know, and then I don't know.
The block punt, nobody touched that guy.
We have a left-footed punt, and he's coming off that side, and nobody's blocking him? Where's Coach Rizzi? I know Coach Galliano did not sleep last night. When he got back from Seattle, there's no way. He probably went straight to the office and just started looking at the film.
We have not seen this team melt down on special teams.
No, that's been our strength.
That's been a really long time.
Even in 2015, remember we were like 500? Our defense
special
was so
teams
bad.
Was always good.
We're always like top five, if not top three. No, we haven't seen this kind of game for special teams in a long, long time. Like, I can't even recall that we've ever been that much of a liability.
And basically, they set up in the first quarter what happened later on when you give up a punt return, when you have a block kick, when you miss a field goal. Bob, it set up what eventually turned out to be the final score.
You know what I noticed about Seattle, too? Man, when they would tackle, you went down. And you know how you say this day and
with
age.
With no second effort for
you know how
yardage.
This day and age you don't practice tackling? And I tell you what, maybe, look, he was the youngest coach, but now Kellen Moore's youngest coach, Coach McDonald. Mike McDonald, you seen his arms, how jacked he is? He look like the official. Who's the official that always has his tight shirts and is showing it? He's showing his guns. Yeah, look at that Seattle
coach. Okay, you want me to break you some even worse news? The Seahawks' best defensive player, and I would say maybe their best player overall, did not play. Devin Weatherspoon, young man from Pensacola, Florida.
Well,
he's not the biggest cover corner. You talk about a dude that can play. And he was in street clothes.
I can tell you the Seahawks got off to a slow start last year, but whatever you've done for them lately, how they closed out the season and where they're at right now, watch out for the Seahawks in the NFC. And when you look at, are they truly going to win anything? But all I know, how they played, Mike, and how
but
they played.
If they can get Spoon healthy along with Zach Charbonnet to kind of tag team with Kenneth Walker, you got something.
And I think
you really do.
And I think they know what they have in Darnold.
Yeah.
You know, so
Now, what happens come playoff time? Sam got to do it at that element.
And we would love to be in this position. Last year, the Seahawks were 10-7, double-digit wins, and didn't make the playoffs. And didn't make the playoffs. Usually, come on. I was part of a team where 10-6 in 88 and didn't make the playoffs. And
that's before they expanded the format.
Yeah, it was one less wild card team. But, yeah, think about that. So watch out, you look at dark horses. You're tired of talking to the same old teams. The Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs. You look at the AFC.
Even the Cardinals, in the NFC, maybe a dark. They find a way to lose games,
they
don't
always
they?
Play the Rams, 49ers, and all tough, but they're not quite there. But, the Packers, and all of a sudden they lose to the Browns. Or you look at the Eagles, that great comeback they had against the Rams.
You didn't talk about your favorite team.
What was that? The Colts?
Dallas.
Oh, the Cowgirls. Cowgirl fans would be like, man, the Saints are sorry. Well, are you going to say that as a Dallas fan? Come on. I like Dak Prescott from Houghton, Louisiana. It ain't their offense. And now CeeDee Lamb's out?
He's out for a month.
I'm telling you, Dallas defense sucks. They're terrible.
They made Caleb Williams, like I told you, look like Joe Montana yesterday.
No, you know who they made? And he struggled against the Chiefs, the Giants quarterback. Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards against Dallas. Unbelievable.
And it was late doing it. Dave, tell everybody what's happening here at the Slipper. Number one
buffet on the coast.
Steakhouse.
Number one steakhouse. You're giving away that Ranger this Saturday night, 9 p.m.
And Thursday night.
$85,000
on the line. Be here at the Silver Slipper down to 12 shoes.
Grant, you got
to
be here.
Hey, so you know what
Grant's
that
here.
Grant's here. He put on that shoe. They ain't got that shoe left.
No,
you
got to
get him a boot instead of the shoe.
Yeah, you'll be like, he's like Hancock County Cinderella.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not the prettiest Cinderella. Yeah.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, bud. We'll be back. And Big John will go right to you right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Get you a square up on the Monday Night Football board between the Ravens and the Lions, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. Let's go back to our telephone lines. Let's go to Big John. Big John, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
All
right,
fine.
Big John, what you got?
Now,
Big John, maybe we can have you rush the passer. I don't know. Maybe that might help you. We can get you to rush.
About 10 minutes to get to him, but sure.
It's about 9 now.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Bobby, you cooled down from talking to the coordinator earlier?
Yeah, well, I wanted to interact with him and go back and forth, but he said I was cutting him off. No, I wanted to tell him that the guy we were counting on maybe to get after the quarterback, even though we are running a 3-4, was Chase Young.
And when is he going to come back?
I don't know. I don't know. Your calf muscles connected to your Achilles. I, a lot of times they don't tell you the whole story. So that's what worries me.
I agree with you.
It didn't sound encouraging today. It's not like the Pelicans. He's hurting
with practice. Zion. Yeah, it's like, exactly. Well, I mean, we'll get back with you in two weeks.
Yeah, one
of those type things. Go ahead, Big John.
Right. Listen, I know some people like to go cut their grass at games like this, but, you know, I was trained early on from 1980 to, deal with the game all the way to the end, even if you're listening to it on the radio. And I really fought the urge to go and take a nap early and saw it to the bitter end. But, you know, guys, I had a suspicion that this might happen this weekend after going 0-2 and in two close games at home and then going out to the West Coast. And, Mike, I think you said it earlier when you were talking to Tommy Tucker and others that, you know, frustration in the locker room seems to have resulted in some, not all, but some players going out there unprepared for this football game. And, look, I know we've already gone after Juwan Johnson, and we'll probably continue to go after Juwan Johnson. But, you know, Blake Groepke and the entire special team squad, they should have been told to find their own way home and not even be allowed to get on the plane, because that was about as miserable a special teams performance as I've ever seen from this football team.
Hey, man, it was so bad, Big John, is that, you know, usually – even when you have a hard-fought game, you might even give out an attaboy shirt or a game ball. You know what?
This week.
The only one who got an attaboy is Jack Stahl.
Yeah, because he caught the touchdown.
That was a nice catch. You look at him, he had three targets, two receptions. He had that 13-long gain, touchdown. But, you know, that's when you know it's an ass-whooping. When you can't even give a game ball to nobody. I didn't think we were going to beat Seattle, but I didn't think we'd get crushed. And we were crushed with 6 minutes still left in the first quarter.
Bob, I'm going to put this on you, on Blake Groepke. I'm putting Gaza in my vehicle to go to my Saturday gig on doing the LSU pregame. And a guy comes walk to me and says, man, this Blake Groepke, you know who I blame his inconsistency on? Bobby Hebert. Bobby said in training camp he only missed one kick. I said, okay, that is true. What you want him to say, that he's missing every one? He just missed one.
He said,
he gave me some fantasy football tips, told me to pick Juwan Johnson a few years back. That day. I said, okay.
Well, but this year he's getting targeted. He's going to get targeted. If you want to pick a safe receiver, Juwan Johnson will get targeted more than any receiver. Now, not this game. Chris Olave got targeted 14 and Juwan Johnson 8. But overall, when all said and done, if he plays all 17 games, look at the fantasy. He'll be in the top 5, if not the top 3 fantasy point guys, because they're going to go to him in the whole NFL.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And so you dump it off to you think that you know where Juwan is out on the field. With Groepke, told me that. I was like stunned.
And the guy this from Graf. And he pays attention to detail. I don't know the exact number. I know it was well over 50. Groepke was like 53 or 54 or 54, 55. And he had one miss in the rain. And I think it was like a 40-some yarder, but it was raining. And I talked to Martin Anderson. Martin Anderson and I went out. You know, we share a birthday August 19th. So we went out to dinner. And I said, Martin, I've never seen nothing like it. Groepke is unbelievable in training camp. I said, what was your best training camp in your whole career? He played 25 years. He goes, I probably on average in training camp, I would miss 4 or 5 field goals in practice. And he was like 84, 85%, whatever. But he said, no. He says, that's unbelievable that Groepke was that accurate. But you got to be accurate when the game counts.
And he's missed one every game. My goodness.
To me, now, if we'd have missed 3 kicks and they were all over 55 yards, then you accept that. But now, if it's like 54 or under, they in the NFL, the way their legs are so strong, they expect you to make that. And, you know, it's like, oh, they'll get another damn kicker. Huh. Look at the kicker who always beat us with the Falcons. They ran his ass, I don't think, back to Korea. Cool. And they told Cool, you got to go. He ain't even the kicker no more. And then the kicker they got.
He missed them yesterday.
Yeah, he was 5 for 5 there. Then he just missed them this past game against Carolina.
And I would disagree with Brian Kelly on this. We saw him trout Romo out for that long field goal. That's when DJ Chester got the targeting call.
But I like LSU's kicker.
Yep. Yeah, but Bob, he can't kick it
long. No, he might be asking too much.
If that would be, say, a 52-yarder is one thing, but, man, that was longer than that.
Well, who made the kick in the fog against Florida? It was unbelievable.
Cade York.
That kick was unbelievable. And then he's El Succo in the pros. The Cleveland
he
Browns.
Bounced all over.
They ran him out of town. No, kickers are weird. I'm telling you, they could be in a funk. They could be on top of the mountain or down in the valley. You know, that's why the players just look at the kickers in the locker room. They don't even pay attention to them. They just say, just make the damn kick. You know, when they miss it, they say, come on, dude, that's your only job. You're not even getting hit. Make the kick.
That's why for Martin to be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame.
Him and Jan Stenerud?
Vinatieri will eventually
be there. Yeah.
And Ray Guy should have been there long before. And he is
Award,
in there. Yeah.
The outstanding punter.
But, man.
Southern Miss. Southern Miss right here.
Man, you think about when you get put in there for that, you got to be an unbelievable kicker. And Martin's average was not in the 80s.
Think of that. But 25 years you're kicking and all the different teams. You have to, a military brat, you have to be willing to travel. But no, he has said that he's never seen anything like it, like a kicker be that accurate in training camp. And then, the kick he missed yesterday was 51-52. I accept that a little bit, but those two previous ones, no. You got to make that. And a controlled environment in the
dome. One against Arizona, I've hit some 9-irons that way. I mean, the ball just slid out way off to the side with it. Hey, thank you for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. We come back. It'll be our Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Nicholls State Head Coaches Show. Tommy Rybacki will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. This is our weekly kind of segment we have here with the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels. It's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Thibodaux Regional Health System is the health provider for Nicholls State Athletics. The head football coach of the Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. Tommy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Took a step up in class. Bobby and I were talking about the amount of people, that's in that community. What they have?
They have 45,000 students.
I mean, that's unreal, Tom. Because what they have at Nicholls, what is it? I don't think it's more than 7,500.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So when you're talking about playing, go ahead.
Go ahead, coach.
Yeah, so they have 41,000 students. They got a 31,000-seat stadium. So, if they get about half the students out, they're almost sold out every week. But definitely a step up in competition. They got a great thing going over there, and you can see where they're headed with going into the Pac-12. They definitely have the support and the community and a great environment to do that.
So, Coach, Tommy, what are you telling your team right now? You get off to a fast start in Cornet Word, and you're always going to have some type of adversity during the season. But going forward, you know, how once that be clear, whether you win or lose, what you're going to do the next week. What is the approach going forward that you're leading the team with as far as either you're getting better or you're getting worse? I know that slogan or take
you're not
when you
staying
go to practice.
The same.
Yeah.
So
well, what are you, how are you guiding the team right now?
Yeah, definitely, you said it, getting better, and it's focusing on improvement, focusing on daily improvement. What are the things that are going to help us play better? And then the results are going to follow. So it truly is about ignoring the noise. You know, it's not about looking at the scoreboard. It's not about looking at the standings right now. It's about improving every day, getting better. And we do those things, the results are going to come.
From a health standpoint, as you're getting closer to Southland Conference play, even though you played in Cornet Word in week one, from a health standpoint, everybody asks about this. How is it looking so far? Any time you play during the season, you got bumps and bruises. But for some major injuries, health-wise, what's going on with the Colonels?
Yeah, definitely a concern. Looking to get some guys back towards the end of this week. We had a few guys during the game get banged up, and so we'll look to get some of those guys back. And then some of the ones that have been out since the early season, still a work in progress. I would say questionable on a few of those guys as we get closer to game time. We'll know what that looks like.
Coach, one of the things we had on, you know, Coach Selfo last week as they played LSU, and I asked him, do you like to play these games? And he started to laugh. And he was like, well, that's a yes and a no to it. You know, the administration likes it because of the fact, hey, look, the money that you're going to get when you play in LSU certainly is different than if you play just anybody else. But he said, you know, I'm not crazy about these games, these sort of games. Your feelings, and again, part of this is financial that you have to consider, and that's beyond even the football part of things. In playing games, when you got to go up against a team that with great resources and a state, you know, much bigger stadiums than John L. Guidry and fan support, a little bit larger because of where they play at. Your thoughts on taking that step up in competition?
Yeah, definitely something that is a unique opportunity. Our players, our team, we look forward to it because, man, it's something different. It's another team outside of our conference and even a step up. Our guys look forward to playing in those games and playing against that type of competition. And I think it's really changed over the last few years since the transfer portal became a thing. You used to be able to go level up and play, and maybe you would catch a freshman quarterback and you would have an experienced team and have a chance to knock a team off. And I think a lot of that has changed with the transfer portal. You use Southeastern as an example. I mean, Bauer Sharp, if he's playing for Southeastern, he might make a few plays against LSU, but turns out he's playing for LSU against Southeastern. So, you know, you got that exchange of players that has really changed the dynamic between our level playing up to those FBS opponents.
Now, Tommy, when you look at small sample size, you know, till you get in the meat of the Southland Conference schedule, who's maybe surprised you the most in the Southland Conference? Is it Lamar? I don't know. That kind of caught my attention. I think I might have mentioned this to you earlier. But to me, where Lamar is at right now, you know, like Cornet Word, we understand, you know, we're familiar with them, the success that Nichols has had in Southeastern. But Northwestern still, they lost a tough game to Prairie View. Then you look at Magnesia, seems like they maybe turn things around. But Lamar, to me, has been one of those teams that, and you see, they're ranked in getting national recognition now.
But look where they situated
Texas,
the
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, and just that, what, 100-mile surrounding area
from
of Lamar.
Yeah,
man,
Beaumont.
You can do plenty good recruiting around there.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see the build that Coach Rossimondo has done over the last few years at Lamar. They were in contention for the conference title 2 years ago and again last year. And you can see that program's continuing to mature, and they're off to a good start this year with the big win against South Dakota. And you talk about their recruiting base in that Golden Triangle area. Definitely a team to look out for. And I think once we get into Southland Conference play, you'll see a lot of other teams step up and each week be competitive in our league. So still a lot to be seen as we get through this last week of non-conference play.
When you talk about non-conference play, Tommy, has Nichols ever played Eastern Kentucky or what? Is this a first?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if we played them yet or not. When you look at Eastern Kentucky, you couldn't have more parallel between our two teams. Both of us have two FBS losses. Both of us have a win against the Southland Conference team. They beat Houston Christian a few weeks ago. And then both of us have a loss to West Georgia of a score of about 30-10. And then we're both the Colonels, man. So you see just a ton of parallels between our two programs for this season, for sure.
Give us a little scouting report on Eastern Kentucky. What do they do really well that, you know, fans and watching the game or going to the game would want to pay attention to?
Yeah, first, just the program itself. Eastern Kentucky has been a mainstay in FCS football. I think they've been to the playoffs two of the last 3 years and have had a ton of success with even winning a few national championships back in the day. But this year's team, you look at them, they're a spread team on offense. So they're going to spread the ball out. Quarterback run game is definitely a factor. They got a lot of play action passes, take a lot of shots down the field. So we'll have to do a good job against all of that. And then defensively, they're going to load the box. They're going to play single high coverage. They're going to play, you know, bare front with five up on the line of scrimmage and then also some four down, still trying to number the box and keep you down a man, short a guy in the box for your run game.
On that Texas State staff, Bradley Pivotos on that staff? I don't know if you got to interact, but I think Bradley Dale's was on that Texas State staff, correct?
Yes. Yes, Coach Pivoteau, he's on there as a defensive assistant. So we did see him at the game this weekend. Good to see him, too.
Man, Bradley, I mean, he's kind of bounced around college football pretty good, Coach Pivoteau.
He was the one always coming to my house in Atlanta with T-Bob. I said, "Don't worry, Peeve. He's going to sign with LSU." I said, "You know,
like, oh, I got to make sure." Come on,
he was just checking to make sure. You know, because that's when we had, the influence, and now he's the D coordinator. I think the Detroit Lions, Shepard.
Yep, Kelvin Stone
Mountain, and then the other linebacker. It was two starting linebackers.
Riley.
Yeah. They were all from the Atlanta area, and so that was all around T-Bob's time. So yeah, I've seen a lot of Pivoteau back in those days. That was about 20 years ago.
Coach, in getting ready, you say that there's a little bit more bumps and bruises than you'd like on this football team. But I think I told you this a couple of weeks back. I remember Coach Rebo always saying, man, you know, okay, what we did in late August and September, yeah, that does matter. But really what matters, Southland Conference play. That's the games that people remember you by in October and into November.
There's no question about that. Our team is really excited at this point in the season to get a chance to get into conference play. We got this one more game, but you know, and we're looking forward to that this weekend. But you know, what's ahead of us? There's a lot of really good football and good opportunity ahead of this team, and I'm excited for them. And we will work, you know, to get that done and win that Southland Conference.
And Tommy, where are you at right now with the quarterback room? And as far as casual observation, it seemed like you're able to hit like chunk plays, and you got to take the downfield shots. But where are you at as far as like having that double digit drive, really controlling the ebb and flow of a game and the tempo? Where is the quarterback at with that mindset right now?
Yes, definitely still a work in progress. I mean, always looking for early down success. You know, not having a lot of success on third down has been one of our Achilles heel to this point in the season. I think some of that is related to doing well on first and second down to either avoid third down or put us in some really third and manageable. And you go into the quarterback play, how he affects that. It's the intermediate passing game, the things off the quick run action that are able to put the ball in play and get you into some of those first downs made or manageable third down situations. So still working at it and definitely a point of emphasis for us.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Go get you some barbecue in a few minutes. And, come back with a W against Eastern Kentucky.
You know, off the top of my head, Tom, I'm thinking about this. Either Jim Harbaugh's dad, it might have been Western Kentucky, either Jim Harbaugh's dad coached at Eastern Kentucky are Western Kentucky. I know Western Kentucky is the Hilltoppers, right, and the Kentucky State, Eastern Kentucky Colonels. But I'm telling you, there's a Harbaugh connection at one of those directional schools. You know, John and Jim Harbaugh's daddy.
And he stayed there forever.
Yes,
too.
Yeah.
It might have
been Western
there.
Instead of Eastern. It might have been Western Kentucky.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was the head football coach of the Nichols State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And this segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two on Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the Second Guess Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J. and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, Mike Haas. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be offensive line coach Brendan Nugent right here on the Big 870 WWL, and then Monday Night Football right after. All of that on the Big 870 WWL. We'll go to news break and come back with more Second Guess right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.